This is Behind the Lyrics. And don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm on Spotify, iHeart, Google Podcasts, Audible, Amazon, Apple. I'm everywhere, right? Anyway, so I have a question. Now, this is like a serious conversation I want to have with y'all. Women, have you ever been in a relationship and have you ever felt threatened by a specific woman for whatever reason? She could be this man's baby mother. She could be ex-girlfriend. She could just be, you know, holla out the window, it's the project nympho. She could be an ex-wife. Just something, somebody. Have you ever felt like there was this one specific woman that could take your man? Have you ever felt threatened by this woman? Have you ever been the woman that you knew could take this specific man? Like, you're not out here stealing niggas, but you know you got a certain woman under pressure because she knows that you can take her man. Now, I don't know what the R&B black artist, black female artist equivalent, song equivalent is to what I'm about to play, but it's White Wednesdays. And ever so often on a Wednesday, I'm going to play a song by a white artist because I love the whites. I have a playlist. It's about 6,000 hours of music on there. Yacht Rock, I'm talking about Phil Collins, Ambrosia, Hall & Oates. I mean, I got shit on there. You know, the Bee Gees, Babs, everybody's on there because I do love them. I'm going to go behind the lyrics of Dolly Parton and Jolene. And I want to just talk about how this woman had Dolly under pressure, where Dolly had to beg this lady to not take her man. We didn't do that at Dolly. So let's talk about it, y'all. Y'all ready? Y'all ready to go behind the lyrics? All right. Here we go. Here we go. Yeah, I say here we go. Shit, why you ain't starting? You see how? Oh, here we go. Okay, here we go. Come on. I'm begging you, please, don't take my man. Jolene. Okay, out of words. Jolene. 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 Please don't take him just because you can. This song is wild to me because your beauty is beyond compare. With flaming locks of auburn hair. Ivory skin. So, it sounds like the Little Mermaid. It's going to take her man. She says, flaming locks of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Don't that sound like the Little Mermaid? Who else fit that description? All right, well, anyway. Where we at? Okay, here.
Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain. And I cannot compete with you, Jolene.
See, I kind of feel like this. Ladies, and you know I'm down for us always. I'm down for us always. But I don't care how terrible you feel about yourself. You don't never let the next bitch know that you feel that way. You don't never fold in front of the next bitch. And you damn sure don't fold in front of your nigga, in front of your man. Because then he's going to start tripping. He's going to start acting stupid. And then he's going to run out there with Jolene. And he's going to play in your face with Jolene. You know what I mean? It sounds like in this song, Dolly and the Dollies of the world has some insecurities. Like, I don't care if mother effing Meg Thee Stallion or Ashanti roll up in front of my man. What's up? Text him if you're bud. You understand what I'm saying? I don't care how beautiful the next woman is. You don't never dumb yourself down and act like, oh, she's so beautiful, she could take my man. Do you know how to fight? Because if that's the case, if she's prettier than you, beat her ass. Case solved. But anyway.
He talks about you in his sleep.
Talk about you in his sleep. See now, he calls your name. Now see now, this is a situation where you might have to go ahead and let your man just go on and be with Jolene. Because imagine you laying down with your man. Your name Sheila. Your name Ayana. Your name Keisha. Your name is Guacamole. We don't know. It don't sound nothing like Jolene. And he sleep to you and he like, Jolene, excuse you? Don't you say? You gonna get up and clean? Jolene, what you say? Nigga, what? Nah, bruh, get up. Call Jolene and tell Jolene to come get you. Get up, get your ass up. You laying in my bed? Talk about some Jolene? Sir. That's white people shit. I don't care. What do you mean to you, girl? Hold on to your man if you have to. But you see? How are you? Let's keep it real, ladies. Let's keep it real. You ever begged a woman to not take your man? You ever begged a woman to stop messing with your man? You ever begged like, yo, please, he don't cheat on me with nobody but you. Can you please leave my man, Jolene? You know, Keisha, you know, I don't know. I mean, shit. You ever begged Keisha to leave your man alone? Keep it real. Even if you like, kept it to yourself. You prayed to God. Like, you ain't say it out loud, but you just prayed to God. Like, God, Keisha, can you make that bitch get hit by a car so she can leave my man, please, Keisha? Like, did you ever just want a bitch dead because your man won't stop messing with her? Child. Jolene must have been a bad bitch. She had red hair, ivory skin, and green eyes. You had all of that? With pearly white teeth and dimples? You got your choice of men. But I can never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. God damn. Yo. Don't ever let it get to that, ladies. I know he good. I know he's so good. But you know what it really is? It ain't about how good he is. It's about how good you ain't. It's about what you think of yourself. You ever been with a man and you thought he was the creme de la creme? And when it was over and you leveled up and got your shit together, you was looking like, I can't believe I was sweating that nigga. I know I did. I was like, I can't believe I was out here tripping like this. What? That's what's going on. She gonna realize that nigga ain't even all that. I can never love again because he's the only one for me, Jolene. Shame me. You just told Jolene that it's a gang of niggas outside. Go pick one of them. You need to go pick one of them too. Shit. My happiness depends on you? What? Yo, listen, no, in all fairness, I know I'm in here cracking jokes, but it is really some women out there right now that, I don't like talking about people's self-esteem, because it doesn't always boil down to self-esteem, right? There's so many things that goes on in a woman's life. In her past, in her present, you know, issues she hasn't resolved and things like that. And sometimes you just need guidance. You just need the right people around you. You just need a lesson, right? Everything's not about low self-esteem. Yeah, there's some level of you ain't really feeling yourself the way you should, or you wouldn't be going through certain things. And I don't want to be contradictory, but a lot of times you just don't really have the model of what a good relationship is, what it's about, how a man's supposed to treat you, how it's supposed to feel, what it is. You may grow up seeing your mama being a side bitch, or, you know, everybody around you getting cheated on. So you feel like all men cheat. You're supposed to be this way. You're supposed to act this way. You're supposed to put up with certain shit. Really based off your environment, not really your self-esteem. But when you get around some real bitches and some grown women and some positive relationships, then you're like, hold on, a whole new world, a new exciting point of view. No one can tell you no or where to go. Ain't no Jolene stealing your nigga. Ain't none of that, because you're not dealing with a man that's going to allow a Jolene to come spread germs around your shit. You understand what I'm talking about? So I feel like, you know, if you're in a situation where You got to beg some woman to leave your man alone, or you got to pray away a woman to leave your man alone and all that. You know what? Don't worry about all that. Start working on you. Just do a little more work, because that's not how it's supposed to be at all. You better beat Jolene ass. Okay? That is a terrible space to be in, but this is Behind the Lyrics. This is White Wednesdays, and I think I'm gonna come back next week with another white song, because the whites be tripping, but the whites be having some real good messages in their music, and I thoroughly enjoy it, and I thoroughly enjoy going behind the lyrics of these songs and breaking down. Dolly's a bad bitch. Have y'all ever seen Dolly without her makeup and her wig and all that? Dolly is a bad mother effer, and you're a bad mother effer too. Don't let Jolene take your man. If somebody could take your man, it means he ain't yours to begin with. So go on and find you somebody else.